The Indians continued their dominance Tuesday of the Twins in Minnesota. Carlos Santana would have a big night. The Indians would slug 5 home runs.
And that ball's crushed to left field. Oh, my. Heads up. That's incoming. Encarnacion connects. So 2 homers here in the inning. And now it's 3-1 Cleveland. He got the parrot going. And here's the pitch. Swung and a miss. Boy, Maurer fooled on that pitch. A slider. That's that nasty one.
And a 3-1 game then, 3-1 now. As Encarnacion skies again to left center. Buxton back. Byron at the wall. Byron leaps up and makes the play at the top of the wall. Lefty to righty. And here's the pitch. A swing and a fly ball. Left field trouble. Rosario back. Warning track. Wall. That has gone a home run. 3-run homer. Austin Jackson and the Indians break it wide open. 6-1 Cleveland. 3-2 Sano strikes out swinging. Ball dropped by Gomes, but he completes the play by tagging out Miguel on his back. Now a 10 strikeout night for Danny Salazar, 1-0. A 2-2 pitch, a line drive, well hit to right. Kepler will turn at the porch. It's up and that's gone. Make it 14 career home runs at Target Field. Santana's homered from both sides of the plate in the same game. A 9th inning 2-run blast to right. It's now a 5 homer night from this Cleveland offense. And it's 8-1.
The Indians win their 5th in a row, taking the opener in Minnesota by an 8-1 final. Cleveland is 8-0 at Target Field this season. The Twins fall 6 games out of first place in the AL Central. They've been outscored 56-16 at home by the Indians this year. Minnesota continues to struggle against the Indians at Target Field as they drop their 8th straight game against them there by an 8-1 final on Tuesday. Following the game, here's manager Paul Molitor's reaction.
Yeah, he threw the ball well. You know, he had some of our guys looking a little bit confused. You know, he had a combination of good velocity and location. He's always, like, I had that outstanding changeup. Not much offense, 3 hits. You know, we dodged a couple bullets there early, you know, to get the game into the middle innings competitive. And then, you know, we just kind of let things explode on us there at the end as they separated themselves. They outplayed us. They outpitched us. They certainly outhit us. So, you know, file it away and try to rebound.
Did Colon look not quite as sharp as he had in his previous?
You know, you're not getting the view of the television shot, but it just looked like his command was a little bit off. And when he made some pitches that were close, we didn't get many calls. But, you know, you don't use that as an excuse or anything. He, he hung in there. He did a really nice job of pitching out of trouble early. And then, you know, the home run ball got him. Pitch count got up there. And we turned it over to the bullpen.
What do you think of the defensive plays like Sano and Buxton tonight?
Defense continues to be solid. We made some nice plays. I think those two stand out. You know, Buxton getting back to the wall and give him a chance to keep it in the park. And I thought Sano's play was one of the better ones I've seen him make. You know, from my angle, looked like the ball was going to go down in the corner. And, you know, I see him practice that play almost every day. You know, the impressive part is the transition and the arm strength, you know, from the catch to the throw and still keeping it accurate with something on it.
Plays like that, Maurer's ability to scoop the throws into the dirt can't be overlooked, right? Can it?
He did a couple tonight, the double play. Jorge short hopped him and he picked that one, and then Sano's play. I mean, I can only think of a couple all year that of all the times he's had in the dirt where it hasn't come up cleanly. So he makes the plays, he completes the plays when the guys give him an opportunity.
What do you think it ends?
I thought he threw the ball good again. We're kind of still, you know, learning a little bit about how he likes to go about it. You know, his fastballs, you know, even at 89, 90, I saw 191, he pitches up. It looks like they have a tough time picking it up. It mixes in the change in the curve. I think he trusts his fastball a lot and getting into the good spot. You know, the one he threw to Santana didn't look like a horrible pitch, kind of down and away, and he went out there and smoked it. But we got to 6-1, and you know, with his lapse of pitching here, and as far as not until Saturday, I had him available. We end up getting him a little bit of work to see some hitters get comfortable with the mound, our ballpark. So hopefully it helps him when he gets out there on Saturday.
5-1 against them at their place, and yeah. It's 0-8 here.
here? Does it make any sense at all?
It doesn't really make sense, but there's a lot of things in our game that you can spin your head around trying to figure out. Obviously, it's you know, I'm well aware of the fact that they've come in here and dominated us in our home park, and we got a couple more chances to, get in the win column against them here before we go there later on in September, I believe.
The pitching matchup on Wednesday has Carlos Carrasco throwing for Cleveland against Kyle Gibson of the Twins.